This is Ozarks at Large. If you consider the terms arts and sciences, almost any subject can fall under that umbrella. The Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas will embrace an interdisciplinary approach to knowledge all day tomorrow. The first ever Fulbright Colloquium will include professors from English, history, political science, math, philosophy, art, physics, and other departments to consider how what is studied by some overlaps what is studied by others. Jennifer Hoyer is an assistant professor of German at the University of Arkansas and an organizer of tomorrow's colloquium. She says her colleague Sergio Villalobos, an assistant professor in the World Languages Department, had an idea he shared with his fellow professors.
You know, we should maybe put together an event, like a conference kind of event, where we make sure we highlight the kind of research that happens in the Department of World Languages. But then also bring in people from all other departments and all other disciplines to really figure out where everybody overlaps, so that instead of, you know, what traditionally happens on college campuses and university campuses is that the arts and the sciences and the humanities get divided up in one way or another. But really, we have a lot more in common than we have that divides us. So if we can create an event where we can highlight where we all kind of overlap, but then maybe highlight differences that inspire us to do more and do different kinds of research.
So Jennifer Hoyer, Sergio Villalobos, and Lindsay Puente, assistant professor, World Languages, Literatures, and Cultures, began to piece together an event that will last all of tomorrow at the Donald W. Reynolds Center on the U of A campus. Lindsay Puente says gathering people together who professionally study a wide swath of subjects to discuss a common subject isn't just an intellectual exercise.
We're, you know, in the middle of a lot of discussions about curriculum and the ways in which Fulbright College needs to be represented in its curriculum, and we're also in an era of interdisciplinarity where people want kind of more bang for their buck. They want as many kind of areas covered in a single class as possible, which has its benefits and its drawbacks. But it's something that we need to be ready to address with our students and with their projects as they move into the future. How can we, for one thing, guide them in ways that are beneficial, and also just know what conversations are out there and how to get the most out of the university. And one of the reasons I was particularly interested in the project is I'm a new hire in fall of 2010, and so I don't know anything about the university, and this is a great way for me to get to see people's projects and get to learn all the various resources that are available for me as a professor, and also so that I can direct my students more appropriately.
Topics of conversation include a panel discussing what is the human, or politics and presentation, or the state of the South. Organizers of the Fulbright Colloquium say once they presented the idea to the entire Fulbright College, response was fast and enthusiastic. Turns out many other professors already had been thinking of such an event. Jennifer Hoyer says some of tomorrow's panels came to organizers ready to go.
For example, the state of the South was one that came in its complete form, where, you know, here is a very central idea. Where, you know, English literature has a very particular approach to it, history has a particular approach to it, anthropology has a particular approach to it, or, you know, any cultural, you know, approach would in some way be in some way overlapping with the others, and in some way doing its own perspective. And so, you know, a number of faculty members from different disciplines came together and said, all right, we would like to talk about the state of the South from all these different disciplines. Excellent. That's exactly the kind of thing that we want to do, take these kinds of questions that are very, very large and very broad, and demonstrate or discuss how each different discipline does have something to say about it.
While faculty will make up the panels and the sessions have been put together by faculty, students play an important role in tomorrow's colloquium. Fulbright Honor students will be presenting information about their projects in the middle of the day, and each panel will be moderated by students. Sergio Villalobos says he hopes the day will serve as an introduction for students to professors in other disciplines outside of their own major.
And of course, this the original goal of this Fulbright Colloquium was also to let the student know about the resources in the university, so they can, you know, not just choose a professor in another department for the thesis or for whatever, but rather to know what is going on in different departments.
He says this could be a first move in a stepped-up dialogue between humanities and sciences. Lindsay Puente, another of the organizers of the event, says tomorrow's colloquium represents the possibility of exponential learning.
With every discovery, you realize how much more there is to know and how little you are in the realm of things, and it just becomes important to kind of have a better sense of where you fit into the equation. So I see it kind of as a slow digging through a very large pile.
Tomorrow's first ever Fulbright Colloquium, Integral Approaches to Knowledge, begins at 9 and lasts through the day at the Donald W. Reynolds Center on the University of Arkansas campus. The sessions are free and are open to the public. To see a full schedule of panels and discussions at tomorrow's event, you can look for the link at today's edition of OzarksAtLarge.com.